True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Joining us right now to talk a little UVA athletics on the Hadid Mercer Rug Cleaning Hotline, it's our buddy, a writer for the Saber and the host of Who's On the Podcast, Preston Willett. What's up, Preston?
How's it going, Adam? Good to be here.
Absolutely. So let's get right into this game on Saturday, as it will be Virginia at North Carolina. And, I mean, you get the Tar Heels in a situation in which they have not won an ACC game under Bill Belichick, and they're coming off of an awful performance. I actually stayed up late last Friday night to see them score 18 points in a 21-18 loss to Cal. But you can never overlook an opponent. What is your game preview for this weekend?
Yeah, not only have they not beaten an ACC opponent, they haven't beaten a Power 4 opponent yet this year. Their wins against Charlotte and Richmond. So I keep saying this. There's a couple, 2 years ago in 2023, UVA went down there. UNC was ranked number 10 in the country, and that was a really bad UVA team. I think they were 1-5 heading into that game, and they won that game, and that was kind of a get-right game for the program and something that kind of gave Tony Elliott a proof of concept. My message this week is don't let UNC have that get-right game. You know, don't let them, you know, kind of turn the tide against UVA, who's, you know, having their success right now, 6-1 in the season, yeah, number 16 in the country, ACC, you know, championship aspirations. You know, don't let UNC kind of have that get-right game. And, you know, offensively for UNC, that's been the biggest struggle for them this year, and the quarterback situation. Gio Lopez was a guy that a lot of people liked coming out of South Alabama, but he just hasn't been able to really connect with receivers that much. And honestly, like last week, you said it was a bad game, but it might have been one of their better games, and that just kind of says where they are at this point after losing to Cal on the road.
That win you were talking about, was that over Drake May?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. I actually like Max Johnson a lot. I'm surprised that he hasn't gotten more run. I liked what he brought last year before he suffered an injury. I actually sat down with him at ACC kickoff a few years ago. So I like him more than Lopez. But for Virginia, where are they at in terms of health, and how is Chandler Morris feeling?
Yeah, so Chandler Morris is good, and it's just kind of, you know, he gets banged up because he's a smaller guy. You know, he's only 6 foot, you know, they say. And, you know, he can get banged up. He had that injury first game of the season against Coastal Carolina where he got hit hard in the shoulder. And, you know, honestly, it looked like he was kind of short-arming some of those passes last week against Washington State. Like, you know, there's a wheel route to Jamari Taylor that I thought he should have dropped in the bucket. There was another route, I think it was on the third down, to Trell Harris that, you know, he kind of just skipped into his arms and just didn't have the arm strength. But, you know, Tony Elliott has said he is fully good and ready to go, so there's no concerns there as far as his availability. Elsewhere, Brady Wilson, the center, he will be back this week. That is a huge get for Virginia. He's one of the best centers in the country and really makes that offensive line kind of click into place. So now Drake Metcalf, who had been filling in at center, he can go back to right guard, and kind of the offensive line figures itself out from there. So that's going to be huge, especially for an offense that has really struggled lately to, you know, run the football and kind of get that consistency. So just having a more steady offensive line is going to be big. And outside of that, Noah Vaughn, running back's coming back, which is big because, you know, Xavier Brown is going to be out this week after he suffered an injury last week.
You know, you mentioned the center coming back, and I was talking to a UVA fan the other day about how massive that's going to be for the line and the offense as a whole. You know, not that they've struggled in the last few weeks, but they haven't hit their heights. As you know, they were scoring 45 points easily almost every single week, just 30 and 22 the last 2 weeks. And I did notice the accuracy being down with Chandler Morris, and his completion percentage in the last 2 weeks, the worst that he's had during his UVA career. So I'm not sure they're ever going to say that he's hurt. I think he's dealing with something, but he's going to play through it, given the fact that this is everything for him this season and how high the team is flying right now. What are your thoughts on the ACC as a whole with Miami losing? That opens up the door for Virginia, SMU, Georgia Tech, and others competing for that conference championship.
Yeah, and, you know, while we were focusing on this, you know, non-conference game for Virginia last week against Washington State, I thought it was one of the biggest weeks for the ACC, you know, leading up to it, because there were some huge matchups. Miami facing Louisville on that Friday night, Georgia Tech playing Duke, Clemson facing SMU, and yeah, what Louisville did to Miami, that kind of opened the race even more for people to jump into it. And it's been a funny week on social media, man. Like, Louisville fans somehow are forgetting that Virginia has a head-to-head win over Louisville in Louisville from just a couple weeks ago. That seems to be something that they're skating past. They're talking about ACC championship hopes. And they had a really impressive win over Miami. Don't diminish that. But I think Virginia is ahead of them for the reason right now, because they beat them head to head, even though Virginia was not playing, you know, their best football in that game. SMU, I think, is still, you know, a force to reckon with. I think that, you know, this is a team that we saw last year. They get better as the season progresses. So they had a really good performance against Clemson, and then, you know, we'll see if Georgia Tech can kind of keep the boat rolling here. But you know, it's going to be a really interesting ACC title / who's going to get into that championship game in Charlotte.
Yeah, Georgia Tech's been rolling, you know, all season long. They got past Clemson earlier on when Clemson was number 12. They don't face a tough team in the ACC. They do have Georgia to close out their season, but that's not going to affect their ACC standings. Probably not their college football playoff discussion as well. SMU's the wild card because they haven't lost this year or last year in the ACC, but they've got Miami on the schedule and Louisville. For Virginia, they avoid all the landmines. All they do have to do is take care of business with the road games and then beat Wake and Virginia Tech, who have not been the top teams in the ACC at all this season. So it's going to be very interesting the way it plays out. Do you expect this to be one of those things where if UVA makes the ACC title game, can they lose that and still be a college football playoff team?
Yeah, that's the big question. I guess it just depends on their body of work before that. Do they lose a game and still make the ACC championship game?
Because I don't think they can.
That's certainly a possibility, because you just don't know how the ACC is going to play out the rest of the way. But if they went out and, you know, kind of take care of business, then yeah, I think they would still make it, even if with a loss in the ACC championship game. We saw that last year with SMU. They lost. So if Virginia's in that position where they're 11-1 heading into an ACC championship game, sure. I mean, people are talking about hypotheticals that I don't necessarily subscribe to, that 4 ACC teams could get in. But I think it's certainly possible 3 could get in, because college football is it's a wild thing this year. It feels like it. I don't know if there's necessarily, outside of Ohio State, like a team that I'm just like, oh yeah, that's a for sure college football playoff team, that one that I don't think is going to lose a game down the stretch.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting, because SMU has 2 losses, but I could see them winning out. Georgia Tech wins out. All right, they're undefeated. They're in no matter what. And then Virginia would have a really good case And then you look at Miami, it's like, well, they had some impressive wins and out of conference. Do they still have a chance? Probably not if it's two losses. One of them would have to have been to SMU if that team would remain undefeated. So I don't see a scenario, really, that the ACC would get four in, but I think three is absolutely a possibility. Real quick here, let's get to UVA basketball. What's the latest with Coach Odom's squad?
Yeah, they played their first scrimmage last week on Thursday at Vanderbilt, and a game that very few were able to watch outside of the city of Nashville because there was not stream. But some positive signs from that. I think the thing that I took away from it is the big man position. Johan Grunlo coming over from Germany and Yugano Nyansu, a transfer from Kansas State. They both looked really good. Got a lot of rebounds, blocked shots at the rim, and were really good interior presences, and they both stretched the floor, which is the crazy thing, because Onyensu has not made a three in his college career. He has not taken a three, I believe, in his college career, but he made one in this game against Vanderbilt. And, the coaching staff and teammates have all been talking him up that he can be a guy that hits some shots, and evidently that was the case, and he can. But I think basically what we learned, Malik Thomas, Testa Ritter, they're the real deals. They're probably going to be that 1-2 punch for UVA, and it'll be interesting. Friday night, we get a home exhibition game against Villanova, so we'll get to see them in person and kind of see what this team can do for the first time. I know what Ryan Odom took away is that the press, the full-court press that I know everyone in Richmond's familiar with from Ryan Odom, not quite there yet with Virginia, but it's something that they can build on.
Preston, thanks for the time, man. Really appreciate it.
Anytime, Adam. Good to talk to you.
Yep, that's our buddy Preston Willett, writer for The Saber and the host of Who's On, the podcast. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio on The Fan.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry-yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Welcome back to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. I'm your host, Adam Epstein, and we are live and local here in Richmond, Virginia. And week 8 of the NFL season begins tonight with Thursday Night Football. It's time to go around the NFL here on NFL Hits with AWOD.
Every regular season matchup, every head coach on the hot seat, the hit stories in the NFL. NFL Hits on AWOD Radio.
All right, so let's do some power rankings here. I've got a list pulled up from several sources. Stubb, I don't want you to pull up a list. I want you to tell me your personal top two. Because mine are still Buffalo and Kansas City. Records aside, those are still the two top teams in football that I've seen this season. I'd go Buffalo, Kansas City.
I would 100% go Kansas City. Those two back-to-back losses for Buffalo were quite bad.
But it was by a combined 13 points, and they were in both of those games.
Yes, but I think there are teams that have kind of been showing a bit more. I think they are lacking a little bit with offensive weapons. Honestly, I'm going to agree with Jeremy from yesterday. I think it's the Rams right now. I think Matthew Stafford has been absolutely slinging it. That's a really good team.
Interesting you say that because, like I said, I've got two AFC teams, Buffalo, Kansas City, and then I'd say Philly and the Rams after that. But NFL.com has the 5-2 Detroit Lions at number one.
I think they'd be five because I'd agree with that, that it would be like that mix of teams plus the Lions at five.
But they're at number one. Number one. That is, to me, an overreaction to the way they've played since the loss to the Kansas City Chiefs and the way they played since the loss to the Green Bay Packers. They have two outliers where they looked really bad in those two games. But in their five wins, they kind of have been statement victories, and I do think this is some bias coming off of the statement win over the Bucks.
Yeah, but like a very, very injured Bucks. I know they've been able to make it otherwise, but so much of that team is out. And then you look at the Ravens, Browns, and Bengals, all those teams look terrible when they played them.
Yeah, I mean, my whole thing is they lost to Kansas City. They're not number one.
Yes.
Number two, NFL.com has the Indianapolis Colts, and I'm just laughing at this because I don't believe it. Indianapolis at number two. They've done this before. Like the Colts win regular season games. They have for a long time, dating back to Peyton Manning, Philip Rivers, Andrew Luck. Problem is they don't win playoff games most of the time. And eventually Daniel Jones will fall back down to earth. But the Colts at number two, I just don't like it at all.
Yeah, I mean, they are the only team with six wins. They have the best point differential in the league by 28. Like, there are reasons for this. I just don't believe it.
Yeah, to me, it doesn't pass the eye test or the sniff test. Something smells funny in Indy. Kansas City's at number three. I think they should be higher than Detroit because, like I said, when they played, they killed Detroit. Four, the Seattle Seahawks, and I think folks are just drinking the Kool-Aid. They are not a top five team. I would argue they have zero standout wins. Zero. All right? We've just said Detroit, Philly should be ahead of them. The Rams should be ahead of them. Yeah. I would even put Green Bay ahead of Seattle.
I'd put Tampa ahead of them, too.
It's going to be interesting, though, because they have a bye this weekend, and then Washington, who will maybe still be without their quarterback coming up after the bye. Five, the Green Bay Packers, and I feel like Jordan Love and the Packers haven't played their best since the win over Washington, but they've squeaked out victories, moving up to 4-1-1 with a big game at Pittsburgh this weekend. But if you look at what the Packers have done this year, it's like it's been a little bit underwhelming in the last few weeks. Like I expected more dominant wins than 27-23 over the Cardinals, or they getting by the Bengals 27-18, and then before that the tie against the Dallas Cowboys. I do think they played their best game weeks 1 and 2, Detroit and Washington. Philly's at number 6, and to me that's just crazy to not have them in the top 5. They just had a huge offensive explosion. I'm so confident that Saquon Barkley will get going in the colder months because nobody likes to tackle when it's snowing. Nobody likes to tackle when it's below 32 degrees in December. He's going to get going, and they still have an elite defense. Philly should be higher than 6. 7, LA Rams. And I think the 5-2 LA Rams look like legit NFC contenders. You agree with me there?
100%.
8, Tampa Bay. And here's the thing. Tampa and the Bucs are a legit top 10 team. And I think they could absolutely win the NFC. And I said this last year as well. And I still think if Baker hadn't fumbled the football, they probably would have been playing against the Philadelphia Eagles in the conference championship game. Instead, they lose to Washington, who then went on and beat Detroit. And Baker's coming off the loss to Detroit. That was their opportunity for a statement win. But I still think when fully healthy, they can win the NFC.
I do too. I just need them to get fully healthy. I think Mike Evans is out for the season, or most of it. Maybe he'll be back for the playoffs. I don't know if Godwin's or Egbuka or Bucky Irving status.
Yeah, I think Egbuka's trending upwards. They've got the Saints this weekend. But yeah, the injuries have really hurt them so far this season. And it's crazy because they have so much depth at wide receiver, right? But then Mike Evans IR, Godwin's been out, Egbuka's questionable. They're playing Tez Johnson.
Playing the seventh round
right?
rookie.
Like, it's like crazy that he needs to play. Evans did undergo surgery this week to address the broken collarbone, which will timetable him for about 8 weeks on the sidelines. We're sitting here at 8 weeks. into the season, he might be back for what? The playoffs or the final week of the season? 9 Buffalo, that's just an overreaction. I know 2 losses in a row, but like I said, by a combined 13 points, and I think they were in both those games, and they will absolutely bounce back and destroy the Panthers this weekend. And 10 is Denver. Don't really know what to think about them, about that crazy comeback. The Commanders ranked in at what, Stubby? 3-4. 2 straight losses after the big win in L.A. founds Washington at what?
Somewhere between like 18 and 22.
16.
Okay.
They had us as high as 12. All right. And then we lost 2 weeks in a row and dropped down to 16. That's...
feels a little high.
I think that's a reaction to the loss, but not a reaction to the fact that Jaden Daniels exited the game and could be out against the Chiefs, Seahawks, maybe the Lions. If we lose the next 3 games, we're not going to be a top 20 team at all.
No.
And that's what I'm really worried about. Now, we said yesterday, Jaden Daniels against the Chiefs, not at 100%, or Marcus Mariota at 100%. It does not matter because the defense is the one that's struggling. The defense is the reason we're losing games. As we sit here today, and we know Jaden Daniels will be out against the Kansas City Chiefs, I feel pretty good about Marcus Mariota putting a good performance in. I'm just still puzzled. I'm struggling to find a way to envision the defense getting stops against Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs. If you want to chime in, phone lines are open, 833-804-0910. That's 833-804-0910. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back. Welcome back to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan. Now at 105.1 FM, Richmond's home for the Washington Commanders. Every game can be heard right here, 910 AM, 105.1 FM, and always available on the go with the free Odyssey app. And it's time for the Commanders Corner. And want to know where the vibes are at right now. A little Commanders vibe check on the Commanders Corner. If you want to chime in, 833-804-0910. 833-804-0910. Tweet us your thoughts at AWOD Radio or at 910 The Fan. If it's a good tweet, we'll read it on air. For me, the vibes are still really low. I mean, it's been depressing this week, this season. The vibes are low. The expectations for this team, this franchise, this organization changed the moment we beat the Detroit Lions and advanced to the conference championship game. It didn't matter whether we were in that game to the final play or got boat raced by the Philadelphia Eagles. When you make it to the final four in football, the conference championship, the expectations changed. And this happened 5 years ago, looking back at Ron Rivera, backing into the playoffs in year one with a below 500 record. It messed with expectations. Expectations for him and for the organization and what the team could achieve changed. The difference now, 5 years later, is I believe we have a competent GM and we have smart veterans. We have smart veterans. The vibes are low, but this is a moment in time where the players need to come together. I'm not sure that all the coaching in the world would make a difference if it was Vince Lombardi himself. I want Joe Witt Jr. down to the sidelines from the booth. I've made that clear. I don't know if that happens. I actually don't really think it's going to, because I don't think Dan Quinn's going to tell his friend to come down from the booth when that's what he likes to do. Dan Quinn hired Joe Witt Jr. He has faith in Joe Witt Jr. The players seem to have faith in Joe Witt Jr. I want them to make a change. They're not listening to this show. I don't even know if that would make a difference. The players can make a difference, right? For those that are blaming Adam Peters, that falls on deaf ears to me. We're in the middle of the season. There's not much he can do except for execute a trade. Who's going to trade with Washington right now? All right? The coaches have put together a standard. They've put together the schemes. The players need to come together and make a difference. They could come together as a unit, play better as a team. It feels like 11 individuals out there defensively all doing their own thing. The vibes are low for this fan base. But for the veterans in that locker room, this is just another season. As much as I'm sitting here today and all week long, I've been doom and gloom and saying the season is over, because I just don't envision a way to get the train back on the tracks, especially with how tough our season it is right now, right? We've got so many difficult games coming up in the next 3 weeks here. But to the veterans, this is just another season, and it's still October. And this is a team that is one win away from being back at 500, and they probably should have won in Chicago, and that would against Chicago, and that would have put them above 500 right now. Turning the season around is going to be tough, but it's not impossible. To me, it seems impossible. To the players, they've all been part of an organization that has done something like this before, because these things happen in the NFL every year, where teams go on two-game losing streaks and then a three-game win streak. So vibes are low. I don't personally expect them to be much better on Monday. But the players can make a difference. The players can make a difference. I had a friend reach out to me and told me he's not even looking forward to Monday Night Football. He says the defense is not getting better. Jaden Daniels is the only reason football was fun again. Why would I want to watch Monday night knowing we're going to get our ass kicked? And that's what the fans are thinking. But crazy things happen in the NFL every week. And so here's what I know. I know that I don't think we will win this game today. Probably talk myself into believing them on Monday because I get so fired up for every game because I bleed burgundy and gold. But I know Marcus Mariota has run this offense successfully in the past. I know he can run. He might be better at the read option than Jaden Daniels. Not as fast, but he knows when to pull it. He's smart. He's got very good NFL IQ. He's got experience running this offense. He can maneuver the pocket. And we cannot forget that Cliff Kingsbury handpicked him to come to Washington and to be this team's quarterback. Starter or backup, Kingsbury wanted Mariota. His knowledge of the offense, his ability to make a play with his legs will help Washington. Maybe Terry McLaurin and Deebo Samuel could be back. And you could see an improved Bill. We could maybe score 23 to 27 points. But I'm wondering, how does this defense hold Kansas City below that number? That's where I'm struggling to get some positive vibes here, right? That's where I'm struggling. Atlanta is worse than Kansas City. Chicago is worse than Kansas City. We couldn't stop them. This defense can't get enough stops to win games. How are they going to do that on Monday Night Football in Kansas City against Patrick Mahomes? We need an edge rusher to make a difference, right? Can Von Miller play a ton of snaps? Can Frankie Louvu put his hand in the dirt and do what he did last year and get a bunch of sacks? They need a hell of a game plan, but I'm not sure that Dan Quinn or Joe Witt Jr. can do that with the personnel they have. We need the players to somehow play better. I'm puzzled on how that's going to happen, but that's what the meetings are for. That's what the prep is for. That's what the prep is for. So this needs to turn around by the players making plays. I just don't think that you could put everything on this coaching staff. I don't. These are the guys that were making plays last year, right? Quan Martin had a pick six against the Detroit Lions. Where's that Quan Martin? Frankie Louvu was one of the best defenders in football. Bobby Wagner was swallowing up running backs. Mikey Sainristil was a rookie of the week, right? Maybe a rookie of the month at one time. He was making plays. Where are those guys? Where are those guys? Where's Johnny Newton, dude? Wow. Has he taken a step back? He's not even getting snaps compared to like Sheldon Day now. What is going on defensively? The players that were making plays last season need to step up, and the new guys as well. This is a players thing for me. Because I'm saying that Joe Witt Jr. needs to come down from the booth. I don't actually think that's going to happen at all because he's Dan Quinn's guy. And they don't want to fire him in the middle of the season. They don't really want to make any changes because to make changes, you'd have to admit that you messed up. And I don't think they want to do that. I think when they watch the film, they are seeing the guys are in the spots they want them to be in, and they're not executing. They're missing tackles. And so to me, that's not a scheme thing. That's not a coaching problem. That's the players, all right? I want Joe Witt Jr. on the sideline screaming at them because they ran into each other against the Cowboys and let CeeDee Lamb walk into the end zone. But is that going to change things? I don't think so. The players need to make plays. This is not a coaching issue in my mind for Washington. He's the same defensive coaching staff that was here last year. And although they weren't good last year, they weren't this bad at this time in the season where they're giving up 44 points. I mean, we gave up a 74-yard drive in 21 seconds. It's hard to win football games with a defense that's that bad. That's that awful. That's that awful. If you want to chime in, phone lines are open. 833-804-0910. Speaking of a vibe check, I saw a tweet from a listener who said this is the worst season he's ever seen. And they must be younger than me. It must be younger than a lot of you. Because no, it's not. It's not even close. We've seen way worse train wrecks. We've seen way worse disasters. We've seen way worse garbage cans on fire in Ashburn. Ashburn syndrome is real. But this is kind of a harsh reminder of reality, that this team that we thought was contenders are pretenders. We're not anywhere as good as we thought we were. And everybody played above expectations last year is now taking a step back. And it kind of feels like they are regressing to the mean. That's what it feels like we're watching right now. Everybody played unbelievable last year because there was this newfound energy on a new organization, because there was new ownership and a new general manager and a new coach and a new quarterback. And they heard the rumblings that they were going to get a new stadium, right? All that new. This year has been a real reality check because everybody is playing below the standard that they set for last year. And that includes quarterback one, Jaden Daniels. As much as he has not been fully healthy for this season, he also has not been able to play at an MVP level like he did last year, which really did mask some of the errors and mistakes we had on the defensive side of the ball. You're listening to AWOD here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Welcome back to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. I'm going to talk a little VCU hoops right now. Joining me on the Hadid Mercer Rug Cleaning Hotline from VCU Ram Nation, Matt Shelton-Hyde. What's going on, Matt?
Adam, what's good, man? Just grinding over here, trying to count down the days for another basketball game. How about yourself?
Absolutely. We will be at the Stew Sunday, October 26th at 2 p.m. for Richmond's first chance to see the Rams against another opponent in Fairfield. Now, we were at the Stew for the black and gold game, and then the Rams went to Philadelphia and faced off against Villanova in an exhibition game. I'm sure you've seen the box score. What were some of your takeaways from that exhibition loss at Villanova?
Well, I mean, the challenge was none of us could watch it. We had to listen to it, which, you know, Robbie and Rodney do a great job. But it was hard to really have the takeaways I'm used to because he couldn't see what was happening. But just based on the box score, the crazy thing to me is Jadrian Tracy's line. I mean, when he was in there, we were getting stuff done. But the fact that we lost by 19, but when he was on the floor, we were plus five is pretty incredible. So that's great because he didn't really jump off the page to me in the black and gold game. So for him to have a positive box plus minus, Lazar Djokovic to do the same, I thought that was impressive. But kind of beyond that, it just looked like, you know, felt like a strength of ours was going to be this sort of guard quartet we had of Jennings, Hill, Amon Noel, and Nick Lewis, but they were just, they could not put the ball in the hoop. So they really struggled, and I think that was a huge story for that game. So, yeah, just box score-wise, I think they were like 3-for-23 from the field, which it's impossible to beat good teams that way, and it's extra hard on the road. So that stuck out in the Tracy line, but yeah, I'm very curious to see how we turn that around.
Yeah.
Coming up on Sunday.
I'm with you on Jadrian Tracy. I'm very excited for what he can do this season. I actually was impressed in the black and gold game, and I expect him to kind of be maybe our closer this season, our guy that we go to when we need a bucket, because I think he can do a lot of that on the court there. He's got just a very interesting game. 12 points, 5 rebounds for VCU. I was with you on the bad shooting and the turnovers. Felt like we played sloppy, but I'm going to give credit to the opposition here. Villanova is a historic program that, right. And I talked about this in the pregame show, they wanted Kevin Willard. America knew they wanted Kevin Willard. They paid a lot of money to get Kevin Willard, and then they might have paid even more to get some of these players that they got. So I think they're going to be really good this year, and they have a super talented roster. That's the way I'm looking at this.
Yeah, well, it's, yeah. I mean, Villanova, you'd like to think that they're going to be back on their way. Maybe not Jay Wright's status, Villanova, but, you know, not Kyle Neptune either. But I think that one of the things, too, is, you know, we have a rebuilt team, and we spent some money as well, but so did they. So they have they had a lot of new faces, and realistically, a freshman is tore us up. And so that was a little bit disappointing for me. Is that, you know, it's one thing if we got all these new pieces, and we're coming in and we're playing another team that has – you know, an experienced lineup, but they're all figuring out as well. So that to me was one of the disappointing things, but who knows? I mean, this is the first game we've seen, you know, when Mike Rhodes, I think his first game against Liberty back in the day, we got torched. Ryan Odom lost to McNeese State and his first game, when obviously Will Wade was there, they ended up being pretty darn good, but yeah, it's Villanova. It's on the road. A lot of new faces. I don't think it's time to panic, but, yeah, definitely would have liked to see us perform better.
Yeah, I like that it does not affect the overall record at all, as that game meant nothing. But you're right. It just felt like I was listening to Robbie and Rodney call a team that was brand new and didn't know where each other were supposed to be on the court. And so maybe this was a reality check for the guys, but also you'd love for it to happen right now before the season has began so they can know,
for sure.
Hey, we've got a long way to go. We've got to get a lot better. Moving forward here. So Sunday will be an exhibition game at home at the Siegel Center against Fairfield. Tip off at 2 p.m. Pregame coverage here on The Fan at 1:15. What do you want to see from the guards in this one coming up on Sunday?
I think for me, a huge thing I want to see, and this is something I was, it's hard in the black and gold game because you're playing against yourself. You're playing against a team that knows what you do. But what I really want to see from the guards is efficient scoring. I think inside the arc, we couldn't do anything, obviously, against Villanova. But I just want to see us run good stuff. I want to see us run smart plays. I want to see easy buckets. And that was just nowhere to be seen against Villanova. I think Fairfield is the perfect opponent to turn that around. They're one of the worst teams defensively in the country last year. And also, you know, I looked it up, but Phil Martelli's last two teams at Bryant, they were really efficient at scoring inside the arc. And that's where they did most of their damage. So I want to see that talented guard quartet, even though they're young, I want to see them just making smart plays. I want to see us hitting guys on backdoor cuts, just great team basketball that creates easy buckets instead of like, all right, dribble around and, you know, hoist one up or take a desperation shot inside the paint. So that's the main thing I'm praying I get to see.
Yeah, for me, it's I want to see under 10 turnovers. I want to see over 35% from three. I want to see us have an advantage on second chance points, which we did against Villanova. We had a bench advantage as well. I think that's going to continue to happen this season, just like it did last season, because we're so deep. But points off turnovers, we got to win that category. And I want to be very controlled in the basketball here, because this is a team that we are better than coming to the Stew for an exhibition contest here right before the start of the regular season. Let's not turn the ball over. Let's be very controlled in our offense.
Well, and I think, again, I just think, you know, we were preseason number one. There's a lot of hype around this team. And, you know, people were loving what they saw in the black and gold game. And then you get punched in the mouth. And it's what Coach Martelli was saying. It's like, you know, sometimes it's good to have that happen to your team so you're not riding a little too high. And so I'm just, yeah, I expect to come. I mean, who knows? We'll see. But I expect it's a very different VCU team than the one that showed up against Villanova, or I guess didn't show up against Villanova.
Yeah. Now, you would know better than me, but this has to be a first, at least in this conference, for a first-year coach to be picked to win the conference. It just says so much about the program as a whole.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I'm just trying to think. I don't think maybe Anthony Grant in his first year at VCU. He had some great returning senior guards with, you know, BA and Jesse, and then he had a young, talented Eric Maynard. Maybe he was picked up top there, but I doubt they were picked number one. That CAA was pretty darn tough back then.
Yeah.
But no, definitely, I don't believe that was really, I mean, actually, maybe it might have been the case for Shaka, but I who knows? We did have Larry Sanders on the squad.
Will Wade had a lot of talent, but like St. Louis was probably still picked to win the A-10 back then, you know?
Yeah, and Will Wade did have talent. He had Justin Tillman, Mo Alley-Cox, Jaquan Lewis. He had some dudes, so he had to be up there. And I think at that point, too, VCU had just established itself as a program, you know? At that point, you had Cable to Grant to Smart, and people realized, oh, this is a program. And Wade had done a great job at UT Chattanooga. So, yeah, they were up there, but no, to finish first as a first year has to be super rare, but that also is probably going to be more of a norm during the NIL era, where, I mean, even returning coaches are basically having to rebuild teams every single year. So, hopefully they can finish as strong as they were picked.
Matt, always appreciate the time, man. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Adam.
You're listening to AWOD Radio here on Richmond's home for VCU basketball, 910 The Fan, not 105.1 FM.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.